Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right, get them back to back. We just keep hitting them. Always, hitting them. I don't mean to hit a person. Don't want anybody to walk out and hit anybody. Because, you know, that's what they'll say. I said, you got to go out and hit people. No, not quite. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually, if you would. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And there's a lot, you know, a lot happening out there, a lot I want to talk about. But, you know, the fellow I'm going to have on after the break, now, he hasn't been on in a while. I think he hasn't been on since, like, December. But I love this guy. I mean, I love what he stands for. I love the fact that he's willing to speak it out there. He doesn't care what people say about him or what you think, which is perfect, the way it should be. His name is Tom Kirstein. You should look him up. Google him. I used to say, you know what, we should get back to look him up, because I don't want you to Google him. Use whatever search engine you use, whatever you got going on. Look him up and find out more about him. He's a licensed psychotherapist. He's a family counselor, an author, an educator, all of that. And he wrote a book, original book that I got my hands on was Disconnected. Now, he talks about what kids are going through, you know, kids and teens, and what's happened to them in the advent of the smartphone. Now, I know that when I start going down this road, many of you go, yeah, I know, our parents did the same thing when we were kids, you know, that rock and roll is going to eat our brains and all that other stuff. And well, it did some people, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But he goes down the device portions. What does this do? How does this pull kids away? Right? How are kids supposed to flourish when everything's being thought for them? I see it with people around me and friends that I know. You know, and they're so tuned into that phone for information for every minute of the day. It's scary. So he's done a lot of work. And again, you can't deny something has changed. You know, I'd love to throw the question out to you. I don't have the answers. I'm not sitting here telling you, I got it going on. I got all the answers. Don't worry about it. But I got to tell you, I sit here and I beat myself up about some of this stuff, and I'm sitting thinking, all right, so you've got one of the richest countries on the planet. You've got a planet that spends a gazillion dollars on kids. They spend all kinds of money on making sure they're educated, that they have mental health or access to mental health help. And yet we have among the highest suicide rates on the planet. How does that happen? How did we get in those positions or that position? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. So if you get I wouldn't send the teen out of the room. I would not send the young man or woman out of the room. But I'll tell you what, you need to listen to this. Take notes. You have a niece, you have a nephew. Right? I mean, seriously. They will, I don't know if they will. Because they may push back here in this. They may, I don't know your kids. But you need the information to make this happen. Or to make a change, make a difference. So, you know, I mean, he's done years. I'm not trying to pump him up so you love him when he shows up. But he's done years of research on this. Now, one of his statements that I think I love is that he began his career as a school counselor and therapist almost 20 years ago. In 2007, he noticed an increase in students being diagnosed with anxiety, ADD, ADHD, and so forth. And he wanted to know why or how this happened. And I thought, I was going to try to play this video clip for you, but you know what? That may not go off. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to screw things up tremendously. Seriously. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're going to spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. All right. I can't keep this take a listen. You'll really enjoy this. This is from a while back. Come on. Well, that didn't work out like I planned. I'm sorry, guys. We're having a couple of technical glitches, and I'm trying to cover up for them, but really, I'm doing the best I can. I so much appreciate your time with me. I appreciate the time that you spend on the air with me, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Like I said, there is a lot going on, right? There's a lot happening out there that we need to cover. So when Tom shows up, we really, like I said, there's so much you need to take notes on. There's so much happening that you just really, truly need to be, you know, engaged, involved, and have a clue as to what's going on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening there. There's a lot going on, a lot you can get involved with. And, hey, we'll be back in just a few minutes. I promise you, I wouldn't leave you hanging. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Joe McTeague, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do mean it. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting. You want to be part of the conversation, because the only way to become part of the solution is if you get involved and get engaged, if you get informed. Now, I would believe that you'll get informed in this show. All right? I just don't say stuff to say stuff. I got better stuff I want to do anyhow, instead of sitting here basically talking to myself. But you got to get informed in order to engage with these people. Otherwise, you're not doing anything. You're just playing the whole Twitter game, and hopefully you've learned enough now to stop playing the Twitter game, because these people are not only they're not on your side, they don't care about you, period. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Okay, I haven't had this guy on for a while, and it's too bad. I mean, he was very busy. Thank God he was doing what he was doing, because he was going around the country, and he was teaching people, young people, teaching parents, young parents. Truly.
Guy Benson's here, host of The Guy Benson Show, a Fox News contributor and author
okay.
of End of
what
Discussion.
What is that all about?
That End of a Discussion guy. I mean, there was no discussion.
All right, never mind. Anyway, Tom Kirstein joins me. He's the author of Disconnected. Tom, thanks so much for being with me. I am sorry. Everything on my machine just went all black, but we'll deal with it anyhow.
All good.
Hey, listen, it's the NSA. They don't want your message to get out. I'm telling you. That's what it's all about right there. So, Tom, first of all, a lot of people who are new to this, they're just learning about you, what have you, and why don't you tell them how you stumbled on this? You know, you're an educator. You saw what was happening with these kids, but put it in your words.
Yeah, so I'm a former educator now. I retired after 25 years back at the end of January. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, private practice. So in my words, I've been dealing with teenagers and families for 25 years. And what I've seen over the last, I'm going to say 10 years, is unprecedented. We have a different crop of adolescents, a different generation, where our kids are kind of losing a sense, not even losing, not even developing a sense of who they are. Because, you know, the sense of self is now predicated on, you know, who likes them, how many friends they have on superficial social media, and everything else. So all things that kind of go against the definition of self-esteem.
Yeah, and my concern, the reason I reached out to you, was my concern is the kids are now home. We had a concern that they're in front of that machine, that device all the time, whatever the device is, and you know, we were asking parents, you know, not so much take it away from them, but my God, get them off it, get them engaged, get them, you know, involved with family and other things, and now they pretty much have no choice. Pretty much have no choice in the matter. They need it for school. Now to socialize, it's the only way they can socialize these days, or they think it is. This cannot be healthy for them, can it?
Not at all. I mean, I got into this topic back in 2009. The first lecture I did was in March of 2009. It's called Digitally Distracted, and it was basically informing parents about what's to come. This is like the kind of the early stages of screen time and so forth. And so that led me to write the book Disconnected, which came out in 2016 and, you know, became a real popular book. And now the second edition of it with a big publisher is coming out in a week from today, actually. It's called Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. And, you know, and I wrote that book, you know, really informing parents. I've been lecturing all over the country. Now COVID hits. My lectures in informing parents is now doing kind of Zooming it. So that's like the one positive attribute of technology. But what we have right now, Joe, is kids and adults alike, that they don't really have any other choice. They do have a choice, but in today's day and age, they don't really know they have a choice. But, you know, we have kids cooped up in their bedrooms. They're spending more time than ever, and they're already spending too much time on screens. And now with homeschooling in the happening in the spring and likely returning in the fall, my concern is that these kids aren't going to know anything other than that. So the social, emotional, human component of human nature is now being further compromised. That's what my biggest concern is.
Yeah, and I can see it. I can see, look at the one thing I did very much appreciate is over the beginning or the end of the quote unquote school year, I saw the kids out and about. I saw a lot of teens in the park or on bikes they were together in smaller groups. Now, maybe they do that on campus, but when I saw them at the park, at least they were out there. They were talking with each other. They were different areas of the park, that kind of stuff, and they were talking. They weren't just holding their phones in their hands. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
well, yeah, I do. Cause,
go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
so
you go ahead.
That's an important component of everything I talk about is your social communication skills, because that's what we are as human beings. We are wired, and we are evolutionarily meant to be communicating at a face-to-face level. So up where I live in northern New Jersey, a lot of kids go off to summer camp every year, right? And over the years, you know, dealing with so many families, so many teenagers and stuff, when I've asked teenagers what was the best part about summer camp, people that are listening right now are going to be surprised what I'm about to tell you. And most of them would say, not having my phone, all right? So No way. Oh, I swear to God. There's no camps going on this summer, really, but in the last five, six, 7 years, they would actually... So these are kids that are glued to their screens all day long, right? And now they go to sleepaway camp for 7 weeks, and they're not allowed to have their phones. So they're, you know, hemming and hawing about it. And after the seventh week, when you speak to them, they say the best part was not having my phone, because guess why? Because they discovered something that they craved that they didn't know they craved. And that's the connection, the human connection with peers, the deep discussions and conversations at an emotional level that they have with their peers and so forth, and just the rewards that came from that, something they didn't know they craved. And unfortunately, they come back from summer camp, and that's not happening this year, and kind of fall right back into the same pattern. And, you know, so that's kind of been one of my missions, Joe, is like to try to get, you know, into the heads of parents who ultimately decide what their kids are doing, to get these kids out and about, communicating, putting their phones down, throwing the Frisbee around, and just doing what they're supposed to do. It's critically important to their communication skills, to their social development, and their emotional development.
You want to wait a minute. You want the kids to actually go outside in the fresh air and actually, you know, get involved differently than that little blue glow coming off their phone? But you're
100%. Like, I'm out on my deck right now. I'm like a half hour from New York City, so I'm up in like kind of the woods. People don't know what New Jersey's like, but I'm like, I'm surrounded by trees. There's deer all over the place. I'm hearing the crickets in the background. I've been standing out here for like 15 minutes, you know, getting ready to, you know, have this conversation with you, and it is just unbelievable. It's just marvelous. I'm out here by myself, you know, kind of like connecting with nature and so forth. And everybody knows this. It's no secret. Parents know this. But, you know, to get your kid off of that Blu-ray screen, that iPad or that phone or their video game system, and just be, is now a challenge, and that's inherent in what we are. And that's the real problem.
Well, I'm going to tell you from personal experience when we come back what happened at one of our schools. And then I want you to start, we're going to need to start telling people how they can help their kids, even in this time, get away from those phones and get involved. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Tom Kersting is going nowhere. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Almost half of the states in the U.S. are part of the government's so-called red zone due to rising coronavirus cases. That includes Missouri, North Dakota, and Wisconsin. Dr. Deborah Birx said that the hotspots threatened regions where cases are controlled.
What we're seeing across the South right now is both rural infections as well as small metros and major metros simultaneously.
President Trump is touting the amount of personal protective equipment distributed around the United States during the coronavirus pandemic.
When the China virus struck our nation, we mobilized the entire government and the private sector to acquire, source, and deliver life-saving supplies.
The president, speaking during the coronavirus task force briefing at the White House, also says more help is on the way to nursing homes.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Well, it's early yet.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed
me. We are back. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation and part of the solution. Let me bring my guest back on. I so much enjoy the time that he spends with us. Tom Kersting is joining me. And I don't know, Tom, I guess I met you almost a year ago, and I've had you on the show a couple of times, and I got to tell you, I love the book. The book is called, you know, Disconnected. And if you can't figure that, I mean, I'll give you the rest of it in a second, but if you can't figure out what that means, right, your kids are so connected to the devices in their hand, to what's online, to the social media networks, that they're not thinking for themselves anymore. They're not able to push through things because they can't Google it to get the answer. So, Tom is a...
Well, yeah,
go ahead. Well, you're a psychotherapist, retired school counselor, and you see him on Fox and Friends and other talk shows. And, again, let's just jump in. I love having you on, and I never have enough time with you.
Yeah, that, you know, disconnected. I mean, you know, think about that. So, like, kids and adults, for that matter, we're constantly connected, right? So we live in this connected world, right? But the reality is we live in a very disconnected world. Because connection isn't some cyber variable. It's human to human, face to face, you know, emotion to emotion. And we're kind of severing that human reality and relinquishing that to the cyber reality. And it's kids, adults, everyone. And, you know, my new book comes out a week from today. It's going to be released nationally by a major publisher. It's the second edition. Tons of updates. I know you read the original version. You loved it. Yep. The second one's better. And, you know, it's something literally that every parent has to read this book because it relates to their lives day to day, themselves, their parents, the disconnect between them and their kids, all of the things that are happening with their kids, the behavioral issues I'm seeing nowadays, the anxiety, the depression. And unfortunately, you know, the suicide rates that's going up, that's, you know, upticking for many years now. And now we have, you know, a new school year coming and a new debate about that. The kids go back to school or do they not?
Well, I'm going to ask you, and here's the reason. You know I'm on the school board. We had you out to speak to our community members. It was great. A lot of buzz around it. A lot of parents got informed. You know, they don't even think of the stuff usually. They got informed. Now the kids, haven't been in school. We're watching depression rates skyrocket. You know, again, to your point, suicide rates. The kids truly feel disconnected from life, if you would, because their whole life was going and seeing that teacher, being with their friends, that kind of stuff. So this is not, as we hear on a regular basis, this is not something that's just going to be for the school year. This is going to affect these kids long term. Help us kind of try to figure out what to do here.
It is. Like, you know, any folks listening right now, keep this in mind. Your children spend more time with their teachers than they do with you on a day-to-day basis, right? Of course, you know, we want to be with our kids as much as we can. But that's like they're almost like you can equate it to their full-time job. They get up and it's not just the educational component. It's every other thing under the umbrella, the social component, meeting new people, the communication, and just being part of a group, being part of a community and so forth. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's what humans are meant to do. Now, what I'm seeing right now in my private practice, Joe, is a social isolation issue that's happening. I'm getting calls like crazy from parents, particularly with teenagers and kids younger than teenagers that are just kind of unraveling. And they don't know why they're unraveling. They're unraveling because, you know, they're not doing what we are meant to do as people, which is running around out in the backyard, playing manhunt, being with their friends, going to school. You know, what we know as human beings is sort of now has changed almost overnight. And we have this debate now. I was just talking about this on Fox and Friends the other day, you know, about should kids go back to school or shouldn't they? So, you know, the Center of Disease Control came out and said that kids absolutely need to go back to school because the critical ramifications of not going back to school exceed the possibilities of a critical incident happening from COVID-19. You know, when you look at the critical mortality rate of kids being 0.17%, which is actually less than 1%, you know, the argument is, all right, so we know this disease isn't really affecting our kids. The kids, you know, according to some of the resources, are not transmitters of the disease, you know, but at the same time, we have to keep them locked at home forever. So where does it end? That's the problem. Where does it end? What do we do? So I think somebody's got to step up to the plate and say, all right, we got to get our kids back to normalcy. And yes, this affects the elderly and so forth. And, you know, we have to, you know, keep our kids away from the elderly until we ride this thing out. But the longer we keep kids away from the sense of normalcy, the more damage that we're creating in the long haul.
I agree with you. I mean, these kids are up against, you know, look at what's going on in society today. You got the whole BLM thing that's happening, the COVID thing that's happening. They're living in fear. They don't know when they're going to see their friends again. They don't know when they're going to see their teachers again. And so parents really have to be on top of this because I was joking earlier saying that, you know, this is the first time that they've had to spend a whole day with little Johnny, a little Susie. And, now they're having to deal with not only just the education, but their work, the kids, and the whole nine yards. A lot of stress happening there. A lot of emotions flying in the house, isn't there?
Well, yeah, not only that, but even without question. So now, and the other issue is, like, you know, parents of younger kids. Like, so we live in a world now where, you know, we have more, you know, two parents working than we've ever had historically. Right. And, you know, what do you do if you have kids that are in, you know, kindergarten, first grade, and you can't afford childcare? So the people that are really going to be feeling the ramifications are people from lower socioeconomic communities and so forth, that both parents have to go out and work. They may not be able to afford childcare. The school districts that they are in might not be able to afford to give every kid a computer. So they're in this sort of quandary. And, like, what do I do, quit my job and go live in a tent, you know, and stay safe? You know, for the sake of the order, or do we try to figure out a way of, you know, getting our kids back to, you know, back into the school building, doing it in a way that's safe for everybody? I think we could pull that off. You're on a school board, I know that. But we can't just, you know, sort of give in to the, because this thing's become, like everything else, become politicized now.
Right. Yeah.
That's just the reality of it. Anybody can, you can disagree with that, but that's just the reality. It's become politicized. And, you know, we got to take that out of the equation. We got to really look at the important component. We care about our kids, and we have to do what's right by our kids.
Yep. I totally agree with you. All right. So there was just not the downers this whole time. I mean, well, here's the fun thing about it. I started to tell you that in one of our junior high schools, the principal there decided to ban cell phones just as a whole. And so the kids, she found after a day or two, the kids were actually communicating with each other face to face, sitting in the quad, not having half conversations while typing something. And the kids, after a couple of weeks, said, "You know what? This is great."
Yeah, I like this. Right.
You know,
and I think, yeah, exactly. Like we were just talking about in the break, that's instinctive. Right? That's our instincts as human beings. And I was telling you earlier too, during the commercial break, that yeah, you know, over the last several years, I've had many kids up here in, you know, the New York area. A lot of kids go to sleepaway camp for 7 weeks. And you know how many kids I've had that I've counseled when I was at the high school that would come back and I would ask them, you know, what was the best part about, you know, your being at camp for 7 weeks? They said, not having my phone. So what that tells me is that, you know, every one of these kids is complaining, I can't have my phone. But when they get there, they get exposed to human interaction and developing relationships and creating memories over 7 weeks. It's something they craved, but they never knew they craved because they never had the ability to crave it. And I just think that's so fundamentally important. So your school board, you know, with the phone issue, seeing kids communicating, I'll take it a step further. I had a principal in, I forget what state it was, Wyoming or something, read my book, sent me an email, and said, I'm bringing this to the school board. And they brought to the school board that they were banning phones from coming into the school year this past September. And they pulled it off, regardless of how many parents would complain, and it's been nothing but a 100% victory.
Yeah, when you see the look on these kids, when you see what they're doing and how engaged and involved they become, it's great. I think it's great, anyhow. But you know, I'm not the expert. That's why I bring guys like you on, because you know some people will say, and it's funny. Out of 1,100 or 1,200 kids, I think was total in that particular school, they had about three parents that were very upset they couldn't get a hold of their kids during the day. You know, and it's
yeah, that's like, why
you're not supposed to.
Well, that's right. You know, because the problem with the smartphones nowadays, you know, it's not really about the kids when it comes to school. It's about the parents. It's become their sort of lifeline, their umbilical cord. They become so accustomed to, you know, contacting their kid whenever they need to, you know, telling them this or that.
All right. So yeah, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that you can give parents tips, tricks, things they can do to help take some of that stress and that aggravation off the kids and get them acclimated into, how about family life? You know, we'll do that on the way back. Mm-hmm. Joe Messina, host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Tom's not going anywhere either. He'll be back after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Drummond Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation. Because you're not going to learn anything sitting there trying to figure it out on your own. Believe me, you need help. And so I've asked Tom Kirsten to join me. He's a psychotherapist and a retired school counselor. He also appears regularly on Fox and Friends. Some of you just need to get up early and check it out. And many other chalk shows. But really, seriously, I've asked him to come on because he wrote a great book that is actually being updated here shortly. Disconnected is what it's called. You can find it on Amazon. You can pre-order it on his website, tomkirsting.com. That's with a K, tomkirsting.com. So head over there, check it out. He's got videos up there and everything. And I'm telling you, if you got a teenager... Look, if you got one teenager, you should check it out. If you got more than one teenager, you have to check it out. Tom, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, Jeff.
All right, so one of the things I wanted to talk about is that, you know, it's easy for us to sit there and go, you know, the sky's falling, things are terrible, your kids are dying. But how do we fix it? How do we help? And I mean, I don't mean that physically. I mean they're withering away mentally because they don't know what to do. And for a country like ours, we have the highest teen suicide rate on the planet. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's getting younger. You know, younger kids are now taking their own lives, unfortunately. And you know, again, without, you know, so when I'm out there, you know, doing my lectures, I was out by you back in February out in California. I'm all the way on the East Coast. You know, the big thing is, what do we do? All right. And anybody listening right now, all right, the tips for this are very simple. All right. It's not very complicated. I'm going to throw a few out there right now. The first thing we got to do in order to get our kids back to normal, you know, back to reality and, you know, spend less time on their screens and more time with us, is we got to practice what we preach. And that means that as adults, as parents, we have to power down our own devices, our own computers and so forth when we are at home with our children. Because adults are just as guilty in terms of screen time usage, okay? That's number one. Second thing that we need to do, very simple thing, but if you have a teenager, it might be, you're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with the blowback that you're going to get from your kids. You got to get those phones out of their bedrooms, okay? Because teenagers, I've worked with millions of them probably. Every teenager nowadays, but not every, but I'm going to say 98%, the phone goes in the bedroom with them and it stays there at night. And every teenager I've talked to in the last 5 years tells me that they stay up to 1 till 4 o'clock in the morning on school nights and parents.
Wow.
Get those things out of the bedroom. Yeah, that's a whole other thing. Sleep deprivation. Get your kids involved. Right now is a good time. We're home with our kids. Let your kids be part of the family. Tell your kid, all right, you're taking the recycling out. You're taking the garbage out. You're going to help me cook tonight. We're going to play games together. Let's go for a walk. Get involved. That's going to require us to participate in that as parents, okay? You know, just simple little things like that. Another rule that I really think is important, any parent listening right now that has a kid that plays video games, if you have a boy that's between 10 and 18, your kid's playing video games. Make a rule, if we go back to school, that there are no video games allowed during the school week, period, because that's all they're going to be thinking about. They're going to race through their homework and their studies and so forth to go play the Fortnite. If your kids are going back to school and it's home-based and computer learning and you have a teenager, do not allow their smartphone to be in the same zip code as them when they're in school at home on their computer because they will get distracted by their phone and they're not going to gain the knowledge they need doing computer-based learning. Simple stuff like that.
I'm always amazed at the simple things. Like, we did the same thing. Even our kids weren't allowed to have phones. They're a little older now, but phones were becoming a big deal. Some of the younger kids, I mean, back to the flip phone days, you know, some of those younger kids had flip phones in their backpacks. I'm going, wait a minute, why do they need one? Well, in case they have to get a hold of them. You haven't had to get a hold of them this far. They're little kids. Call the office. They'll find your child, believe me. You know?
Well, exactly. And that brings me to another tip, Joe. Send your kid to school without the phone. All right? And that's harder for parents because parents are now dependent. They become dependent on knowing everything their kids are doing, being able to get in touch with them whenever they want to get in touch with them. And I'm telling you right now, 25 years working in a public high school, kids having phones on them, it does 100% more harm than good. Yeah, you could maybe pick your kid up a little bit early and get there at exactly 6 p.m. after practice. Let your kid wait till 6:15, all right? You know, just it's the simple little things like that. The phones going to the school is nothing but a distraction. I mean, I've spoken to countless teachers when I worked in education, and they just battle it every day. It's like they can't help themselves. You know, we want to think our kids can be responsible. They really can't. We have to be responsible for them.
No, I love these parents, and I know some of these people that think that their child is 16, 15, 16, 17. Well, not my kid. My kid can handle anything, and these are – well, look – then he's an extremely exceptional child, one like I've never seen before. And when they get, you know, it's when they get addicted to these phones, I don't care how responsible you think your child is, you're going to find out not as much as you thought eventually, because they are truly, it's almost like it calls their name on a regular basis, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you're talking about, you know, adolescence. And like when I give a definition of adolescence in one word, I use the word insecurity, right? So you're trying to figure out who you are, you're changing hormonally, you're going through puberty, and, you know, where you fit in the social pecking order. They have this device where, you know, you're getting this constant attention feedback loop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually affecting their self. It's not helping their self-esteem, because self-esteem doesn't come from the outside source, it comes from within. And, you know, we give them these, you know, modern-day weapons of mass destruction called the smartphone. And now our kids who are already impressionable, their brains are developing, now they're getting all of this superficial feedback, and they think they're feeling good about themselves, but they're feeling terrible about themselves because all they're doing is comparing themselves to all of the peers in their school.
You know, Tom, the thing that's always, and again, I'm going to sound like an old guy for a minute, so bear with me. The thing that always amazes me is in the 70s, when I was growing up, we seemed to have, or we were taught to push through things, that how to cope with stupid little things in life, right? I mean, that kind of stuff. And it almost seems today that very few of these kids can push through any kind of change from their daily routine, if you would. Now, did we do that to them? Is it a sign of the times? Is it culture? Is it these smartphones? Or am I just way off?
No, you're right on. And it's a combination of all of the above. So, you know, the generation of parents today, and it's not really their fault, it's just generational, is we're the bailout parents nowadays. If we insulate our kids from any failures, from any adversities. That's why we have, you know, the trophy generation. Every kid gets a trophy because, God forbid, you know, a kid comes in last, the team comes in last place, and that kid has to deal with that, you know. But by insulating our kids, by protecting our kids from, quote, failure, we're doing them a disservice. Because in order to succeed in life, there are barriers. Any person that has succeeded to the greatest potential has had to overcome barriers, experience failures, and so forth. But if we protect our kids from that day in and day out, and they get into the real world, and they get their first job, and their boss says, you know what, that's a really terrible report that you just wrote up. A lot of them can't handle that because they've never experienced that before. They've been told that they're perfect. They've been told that, you know, they can do no wrong. And that's just a very, very bad, you know, message that we're sending our kids, because that's not what the real world is like out there. Our kids, in order to succeed, you must fail, period.
Oh, hey, people thought I was nuts at one time. I have 4 kids, and they were very close in age. And I did, unless it was going to physically harm them, I let them fail on a regular basis. I figured the best place for them to fail was while they were at home with me, where if it really went sideways, I could save their butts. But most of the time, you know, again, they figured it out after a while. They knew what they needed to do. And I think parents are afraid of seeing their kids see any kind of pain whatsoever. And
I remember when I coached Little League baseball with my son for many years. I was one of the coaches on the team, a travel team, and all that. And the kids, when they were younger, they'd come in, they struck out, they'd come in and they'd cry, and parents would come to the fence and so forth. And I would explain to the boys, I would say, listen, but guys, if you take a Major League Baseball player that has played for 15 or 20 years, right, and every 10 at-bats, they strike out 7 times, and the other 3 at-bats, they get 3 hits, what do you think happens to that player? And they're like, what? And I would say to them, they make it to the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame because they have a lifetime 300 batting average. So they fail 7 out of 10 times, but they make it to the Hall of Fame. Think about that for a minute. And that's a good thing. You know, not that we want our kids to fail, but we want them to experience and overcome, you know, these, quote, failures in order to find within themselves the ability to push harder and work harder.
Yeah, I don't understand why parents are so afraid to let their kids fail. You know, you see these kids, and, you know, you look at the look on their face. When they fail once, they fail twice, they're pumping away, they're trying to get it done, and then they succeed. The look on their face is priceless. Because they get a sense of self-worth, true self-worth that they didn't have before.
Yeah, it makes them want to work harder. It's kind of like, you know, when your kid is 2 years old and you're like in the kitchen and they're in the family room and you see the kid trip and fall and then they look at you with that face and they're just about to cry. And as soon as you run over to them to rescue them, they start crying.
Right.
If you don't run over to rescue them, you just stand there and kind of like pretend you're doing something else, they go about their business again.
Yeah.
You know, so we're kind of, you know, we're sort of, in a way, we start enabling that stuff at a young age.
I always joke, if you saw somebody that was, you know, my size, 200 pounds, coming at you at 90 miles an hour, looking pretty scary, you'd cry too, because that's about what it looks like to that little kid on the floor. All right, Tom, Amazon.com is where they can find your book, Disconnected, How to Reconnect Our Digitally Distracted Kids, your new version, coming out next week. But you know what? Go to TomKirsting.com. I'll put the information up on the website. Check them out, Tom. Always, always enjoy when you're on with me. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, bro. All right. Appreciate it.
Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a little bit. Don't go far.